Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Privacy Please. I am your host, Cameron Ivey, and I've got another blogcast for you. Hope you're ready. I hope you got everything at your disposal. Facebook owner Meta fined a record $1.2 billion over European data transfers. I like this. Let's dive in. Meta has been ordered to stop transferring European user data across the Atlantic by October to comply with strict EU privacy rules. So Meta, also Facebook, which is their parent company, has been fined a record $1.2 billion by the Irish data regulator for breaching EU data protection rules. I will cheers to that with a Guinness. Meta is being fined for continuing to transfer personal data of users from the European Economic Area, EEA, to the US in breach of the EU's strict General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. The Irish Data Protection Commission, DPC, which acts on behalf of the EU, said in its decision. The Irish watchdog said it gave Meta 5 months to stop sending European user data to the US and 6 months to bring its data operations into compliance. By ceasing the unlawful processing, including storage in the US, of European users' personal data transferred in violation of the bloc's privacy rules. It is the biggest EU fine ever handed to a tech company, surpassing the $746 million fine handed to Amazon for processing personal data in violation of GDPR. Meta vowed to appeal and ask courts to immediately put the decision on hold. And I quote, "The decision is flawed, unjustified, and sets a dangerous precedent for the countless other companies transferring data between the EU and the US." Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global and affairs, and chief legal officer Jennifer Newstead said in a statement. The investigation was led by Ireland's Data Protection Commission, which acts as Meta's lead privacy regulator in the EU because the Silicon Valley tech giant's European headquarters is based in Dublin. And again, cheers with a Guinness. Dublin. The European Court of Justice ruled in 2020 that an EU to US data transfer agreement called Privacy Shield was invalid due to the surveillance concerns. There are worries US intelligence agencies could access the information. Brussels and Washington signed a deal last year on a reworked Privacy Shield that Meta could use. But the pact is awaiting a decision from European officials on whether it adequately protects data privacy. EU institutions have been reviewing the agreement, and the bloc's lawmakers this month called for improvements, saying the safeguards aren't strong enough. The saga has highlighted the clash between Washington and Brussels over the differences between Europe's strict view on data privacy and the comparatively lax regime in the US, which lacks a federal data privacy law. Now, Meta was already fined late last year $265 million by Ireland's Data Protection Commission over infringements of GDPR rules. That investigation was sparked over reports that data on more than 533 million users was found on a website for hackers. The data included names, Facebook IDs, phone numbers, locations, birth dates, and email addresses for people from more than 100 countries. Meta has previously threatened to remove its services from Europe over data issues. In its annual report to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission last year, the company said if no new framework is adopted and the company couldn't use the current model of agreements, it may need to leave Europe. If no new agreement was reached, it warned, and I quote, "We will likely be unable to offer a number of our most significant products and services, including Facebook and Instagram, in Europe." If it's forced to stop shipping user data across the Atlantic, Meta might have to carry out a costly and complex revamp of its operations. The company has a fleet of 21 data centers, according to its website, but 17 of them are in the United States. Three others are in the European nations of Denmark, Ireland, and Sweden. Another is in Singapore. The Computer and Communications Industry Association, the CCIA, trade association said on Monday that since the European Court's 2020 ruling, organizations and companies of all sizes have been left without clear guidelines for transatlantic data transfers. It is called on the US and the EU to implement a new framework to restore legal certainty. And I quote, "Today's legal uncertainty will continue to persist as long as this new data transfer mechanism has not been formally approved by EU member states," said CCIA Europe's public policy director, Alexandre Rourke. R-O-U-R-E. Hopefully I didn't botch that, but we all know that's a classic Cameron. Am I right? Okay. Moving on. And I quote, "We call on the 27 EU national governments to approve the Commission's adequacy decision without delay." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the article, and very fascinating stuff, but also not surprising. Who else is surprised? Hands in the air. Anyone? Anyone surprised? You know, it's starting to become very similar to, you know, all these fines. They're getting bigger and bigger. It's like they're renegotiating contracts, like in professional sports. Those things just get more and more ridiculous. So, except it's not the same at all, because those guys are earning money. These guys are having to pay, you know. Hopefully one day they'll just do the right thing. I don't know. With that said, short one this week, but hopefully it was a good insightful one on your drive home, and hope everyone is well. If you have any questions, guests, ideas, shoot them my way. cameron.ivy@protonmail.com. Thank you so much for the support and for listening. And as always, stay fresh. Cameron Ivy, over and out. Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please. And we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivy, over and out.